The centenary year for the 6th Birmingham Company was perhaps one of the busiest years we've ever had as a company. 1983, of course, was the centenary year, but in many ways for the 6th Birmingham, it all began in 1982 when the captain, Ken Bushell, gave us a challenge that we should have 100 boys for the centenary year, and he called it the 100 in 100 challenge. In addition to that, we had boys chopping wood up on the lead up to New Year's Eve. And on New Year's Day in the local park, Ufcombe Park in King's Heath, a beacon was lit to welcome in the new year and the beginning of the centenary for the Boys Brigade. I think our next event was probably the centenary theme display, which saw two special guests on this special occasion, which was the local MP, Reg Eyre, who came along to present awards, and the local comedian, Don McLean, who came along to entertain us all as and when he could. The display itself actually achieved what our captain wanted, and we had 100 boys on display, that's across all sections, plus staff, on that special occasion. The next event really was the fete. We organised a summer fete in King's Heath. The church was lucky in that it had quite a large car park area which surrounded the building. And so we were able to put on a centenary themed fete for the whole of the community, and that was really well attended. Moving forward then into the summer months, camp was the big thing, and off we went to Swanage. Between the 7th and the 19th of August. And it was all centenary theme. We had a big roundel with the BB83 logo on it at the camp. And traditional to our camps, there's always a fancy dress competition. And I remember we had one of the boys dressed up as William Smith. At the same time in August that year, there was an international camp at Scone Palace, and two of our boys were selected to represent the company at Scone Palace, which must have been a very special occasion for them, one, probably one they've never forgotten. As October approached, we were lucky enough to be given permission to put a photographic display in the local library, and that was there throughout October for the whole of the King's Heath community to go and see what this great organisation of ours was all about and its early beginnings up to the then present day. On the 4th of October itself, which was a Tuesday evening, we had a special service at our church, and following the service, we presented all the company members with a brigade New Testament, which had a special logo on it, and of course the brigade centenary buttonhole badge. That was followed by another service on the Sunday at the Birmingham City Town Hall, service of thanksgiving for the life of William Smith. And then again on the 30th of October, the division held a Founders Day parade at the headquarters of the 10th Birmingham Moseley Methodist Church. As the year drew towards a close, we held a special dinner dance for staff, parents and old boys, and that was very well attended. And I think a collection was taken then for the continuance of the work at the 6th Birmingham. But perhaps our most memorable occasion, the one that came easily to mind when I was thinking about the centenary events, was a 100-mile walk we did. We started the walk on December the 30th from Birmingham City Centre outside the local paper, the Birmingham Post and Mail offices. And then we walked in relays 100 miles all the way to the Birmingham Battalion's Pedicroft Outdoor Pursuit Centre in Malvern, and on the circular route back the following day. And I remember myself doing the first 20 miles and then having realised I've got to get back. I had quite a walk to find a phone box. I walked to a friend's house and in Bromsgrove and found my wife, and she came back and picked me up. But that was concluded on New Year's Eve. So really, we'd had a full year of different activities at the Six Birmingham to celebrate this once-in-a-lifetime event. Speaking to a number of colleagues who were around at that time, it was something that they've never forgotten.